Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day. Yes, it is. In this greatest nation on God's green earth. Why is it a great day? Well, because this election is behind us. And guess what? No violence. Really, no violence. Lots of embarrassments here and there. And nobody seeming to want to organize to try to say that the election needs to be done over or that it's only the result of cheating. Now, of course, they haven't finished in Arizona yet, and Carrie Lake is making some noises in that direction. But generally, we had an off-year election. It followed a little bit of the general pattern of off-year elections, the party out of power gained a few seats in the House. It'll probably end up losing a few seats, or at least one, in the Senate. And one is all it takes to give the Democrats control of the Senate, but this time real control, not based upon Kamala Harris and her tie-breaking vote. Who were the big winners in this election? We'll talk about the losers, because there's some very entertaining losers. And no, our favorite loser, John Fetterman, he didn't lose. He actually won the election in Pennsylvania. And you know what? He had a huge assistance from a Republican who was running in Pennsylvania for governor, not Mehmet Oz, who was running against him for senator. But they had Doug Mastriano, who attended a QAnon rally, which had to do with the assassination of John Kennedy, who he believes was actually hit up by the QAnon conspiracy. Didn't even know it went that far back. But in any event, Doug Mastriano lost by so much in the governor's race that it obviously dragged down any attempt by Mehmet Oz to try to close that gap. And he graciously conceded. Conceded. That can be a good word. I'm clearly the big winner last night at 1-800-955-1776. You want to nominate somebody as a great big winner? It's obvious the biggest winner of the night is Ron DeSantis. Because at a time when most other very celebrated Republicans were doing horribly, he just cleaned up. He had a landslide. They gained three congressional seats in the state of Florida, seats that Ron DeSantis, the governor, had helped to push through in terms of their redistricting, which helped a lot. He did commandingly well with the Latino community. He basically put himself forward as the front runner to become long-term leader of the Republican Party. Is there any doubt about that right now? And again, I am not completely sold on DeSantis, because everybody has positives and negatives. But right now, he's got to be celebrating. And by the way, he made a fine appearance coming forward and acting like a governor and a grown-up, and not exulting in his victory as much as he was talking about the hurricane and getting people ready for yet another potential disaster in the state of Florida. The other big winner is another governor nearby. His name is Brian Kemp, and he's the governor of Georgia. He was somebody who a lot of people thought he couldn't survive a primary, because Donald Trump put a lot of money and time and effort into trying to knock Governor Kemp off in a primary. And at a time when there is just a dead, flat-out tie between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, they are going forward to a runoff election that'll be December 6th, which means everybody will have a happy Thanksgiving, because We'll have more of this very nasty and bitter race between Warnock and Herschel Walker. But with Herschel Walker struggling to reach a tie with Raphael Warnock, I think that the very latest is Raphael Warnock is a fraction of a 1% ahead of Walker, but neither of them have 50% because there's a Libertarian who drew some 80,000 votes, 77,000 votes. And that should be more than enough if that all goes to Herschel Walker to swing the election. And that one seat could very likely, if the Republicans hold on in Nevada. Nevada is one of the three seats right now that is unsettled. Actually, there are four because of the Georgia situation. Georgia is not going to vote until January 6th. Another one is Alaska, but Alaska, both of the front runners, and they do this by ranked choice voting, are Republicans. Republican Lisa Murkowski, who is the incumbent senator, and her Trump-anointed challenger, Kelly Chewbacca. And right now, because they're both slightly below 50%, what that means is that on November 23rd, yeah, also getting us toward Thanksgiving. In Alaska, they take the last place candidate, who is actually a Democrat in this race, and they that Democrat gets to have her vote distributed because for people who picked somebody else as a second choice. Because you get that first choice, second choice, third choice. Okay. The assumption is that that would probably help Senator Murkowski, who would be listed as second choice. But in any event, it's a Republican. So the other two seats that haven't been decided are both problems with counting. They are slow counting. In Arizona, they have a great many dropped in, mailed in ballots, and they have some early voting. It hasn't been counted yet. It probably looks like the two races in Arizona that are both crucial, of course, Blake Masters running for the U.S. Senate, another Trump-designated candidate. Blake Masters running against Senator Mark Kelly, the former astronaut. He's running behind by several points. And then you have Carrie Lake, who is running about 1 point behind Katie Hobbs, who is the Secretary of State in that state. It looks likely that Arizona is going to be going for the Democrats. Nevada may be, too, based upon not the fact that Adam Laxalt is 3 points ahead right now, but based upon the fact that the overwhelming majority of the votes that haven't been counted are in the two biggest urban areas in Nevada, which is where the Democratic candidates have done particularly well. So in terms of the biggest winners, other big winners, can we mention Tim Scott? Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, gave a victory speech. He got reelected very easily. Republicans did very well in South Carolina, including Nancy Mace, who was one of those members of Congress who voted for President Trump's impeachment. She did just fine. Republicans who voted for his impeachment. The DeSantis crowd at his victory celebration chanted, "Two more years, two more years." Why did they do that? Well, because at some point, if he is going to be running for president in 2024, and it looks increasingly like he will, other big winners in this election. I will tell you, in general, the biggest winners were people in a category that has not gotten a lot of respect recently. What is the category that actually redeemed itself in this election cycle? 1-800-955-1776. Give you my verdict on that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Michael Medved show. The Congress of the United States, 435 members of the House of Representatives, all facing either re-election or de-election. Many of them, of course, retire from time to time. But generally, incumbents win. And except in midterms, because in midterms, on average, for the last 100 years, the president who's presiding over the country, especially if he has a pliant and supportive Congress of the same party, in those cases, people who are incumbents, incumbent presidents, and people like Joe Biden lose 29 seats. It appears so far they have confirmed that the Republicans this time have won 7. Okay? It's going to be a little bit more than that. It'll be enough to make Kevin McCarthy the next speaker, but he's not going to be the next speaker with anything like a durable majority. And so a lot of the talk that people had, there's one candidate here in the state of Washington named Joe Kent, who was campaigning on a three-word slogan that capsulized what he was aiming to do if he got elected to the Congress of the United States. He was a former Army Special Forces who came back and became a very much a proud MAGA Republican. He talked about a three-stage platform: obstruction, number one, investigation, and impeachment. And, well, that's not going to happen because the votes aren't there. That wasn't what the American people said. What the American people said, and I think that the biggest winner in terms of a distinction in terms of what kind of politician you are, is this was a very good night last night, a very good election for Republicans who are professional politicians, who have a little bit of seniority, who have been elected to things before, who have worked in politics, who are not outsiders and people with glitzy celebrity backgrounds. People like Charles Grassley, 89 years old. He's been in the Senate since the Pleistocene era. And he is going to be the new pro tem of the United States Senate, the new president pro tem of the United States Senate, putting him fourth in line for the presidency, according to our statute law. It goes president, vice president, speaker of the House, whoever that is, and it's going to be Kevin McCarthy. And then a president pro tem of the Senate, which is Charles Grassley of Iowa. He was rumored to have a very tough race. And in fact, President Trump came out at the end to campaign for Charles Grassley at 89 years old, running for, I believe it's his 8th term. He's been there a long time. And it was a good night for him. He won big. It wasn't a problem. One of the other biggest winners, who gets almost no attention because he's really, really boring, and he is Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio. He's a fine governor, though, and in a state where J.D. Vance gave the Republicans a chance to hold on to a seat that had long been honored by Rob Portman, Governor DeWine won by 25 points. He won in a huge landslide. J.D. Vance won by 5 and was helped a great deal by Mike DeWine, who had been Attorney General of Ohio. He had been a senator from Ohio, and he was running for his second term as governor. Ron DeSantis is someone who served in the U.S. Congress with some distinction. He is now running for his second term, and yes, it might be interrupted if he goes for a presidential run, but he, again, is a professional politician with a political background who has been involved in politics and run for office before. What does all this do? I think it was Monday of this week. It was the day before the election. We had on a guy from the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and who'd written a very clever column talking about the Trumpy candidates who he thought were going to sweep the field and do very, very well. And the polling indicated that they would. And people like Kerry Lake, who has no political background, never ran for anything before. She's a TV anchor. People like J.D. Vance, again, no political background, not even a Republican before, certainly not somebody supporting President Trump, but he's somebody who wrote a best-selling book, and it's a darn good book, Hillbilly Elegy. Or you take people like Dr. Oz, who was best known for selling snake oil, selling cures on TV, and no political experience at all. And what he was saying is, if you look at these people, this is in Trump's image. This is actually a terrific thing that the American people want. They want people who are exciting, who are different, who are disconnected from politics. And it's this kind of candidate that's going to do very well for the Republican Party. Well, actually, none of those candidates did well at all. They got wiped out. And the only one who did well was J.D. Vance, and one of the reasons he did well was, again, he was running with a mainstream, down the line, very experienced and very popular governor of his state, Mike DeWine. And if you go across the board, I think you could say that Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, was a big winner. Certainly that is the most populous red state in the country. And he had a pretty easy race, despite the fact that Beto O'Rourke raised and spent a great deal of money, as is his custom. But what Beto O'Rourke, based on two terms in Congress, runs a big, well-publicized, well-financed, very well-financed Senate campaign and almost beats Ted Cruz, then runs for president. What, is he going to become a professional full-time candidate, or is this the last we've seen of Beto? I think it could be the last we've seen of Beto. It's he certainly would count as one of the big Democratic losers on this particular night. Herschel Walker, by the way, is another very good example of someone with absolutely no qualifications. Sorry to be the senator from Georgia. Now, he's going to be running in the runoff. I think he has a chance to win in the runoff. But this idea that was put forward, and this basically that these exciting newcomers, they're new blood for the Republican Party, and it's exciting to people. I think at a time particularly where people feel so worried about crime, and yes, about inflation, and about all of the difficulties that we face, just paying the bills and getting through, the idea of entrusting that to somebody who's a professional athlete or a professional TV star, no matter how well known they may be, it's not the best possible formula. So other winners and losers from the big election and some of the biggest surprises.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Both candidates in a key Senate race say it could take some time before a winner is known. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro is running against Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada. That race is one of the few outstanding results from election night, and it could tip the balance of power in the Senate. This as a race in Georgia is heading to a runoff.
Georgia's closely watched race between incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker appears to be headed for a December 6 runoff, according to a top official for the Georgia Secretary of State's office. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's chief operating officer, tweeted Wednesday morning that while county officials are still doing their detailed work on counting the votes, we feel it is safe to say there will be a runoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about big winners last night in the counting of the votes, the reaction to the votes by the leading political parties. Speaking of which, is President Biden going to do a victory lap? Apparently he is. He's supposed to be giving a... A little pep talk. Maybe we'll answer some questions. We will go to him. He's supposed to be doing that at 4 o'clock Eastern time. So that's 1 o'clock Pacific time. We'll see about President Biden if he has anything to say. Does he count as one of the big winners? Well, it's hard to see somebody like that with such a negative view. And again, he's overwhelmingly viewed negatively by the American people. And you have 3/4 of the American people who think we're headed in the wrong direction. And they want the president to change direction. But they just treated his party much more kindly and much more generously than anyone really expected looking at the various polls. And one of the reasons they did that, it's not because the president and his associates hitched onto a winning issue. You may remember during the last stages of this campaign, they kept saying democracy is on the ballot, democracy on the ballot, and they were talking about those places where abortion specifically was on the ballot, including Kentucky, by the way. And the pro-abortion, what people call the pro-abortion rights side, won everywhere. They won everywhere they were on the ballot, in California, of course, in Vermont, of course, but also in Michigan, where they won by a landslide, where it had some impact on undermining Tudor Dixon, who was, by the way, another someone whose only background for politics was that she had done a TV show. And Tudor Dixon did not come close, partially because it wasn't close in voting to change the Michigan Constitution to guarantee a right to abortion. But with all of that, democracy did not come up when people were asked in the exit polling, what are the issues that moved you? What are the issues you care about? What are you trying to say to our leaders? And CNN's Dana Bash was heartbroken over that lack of a focus on the democracy issue, as it's called. Clip 12.
What I thought was pretty interesting here, which David Chalian pointed out, is that the numbers in these exits do not line up with what we were seeing in the polling data going into this election about what people cared about and the order in which they ranked it. So we have had a lot of questions throughout this time about new voters, people that hadn't been in there before that were perhaps not getting captured by the polling. So maybe this is a sign that we're going to see a little bit more of that tonight than we expected. We obviously don't know yet.
And you know what's missing from this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top 5 issues? Democracy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even in here. It's not to say that it's not an issue for people, but it doesn't even come close.
Not the issue.
Okay, the issue was overwhelmingly the inflation and the economy and crime and, abortion. Somebody who has been eloquent on the issue of abortion without sounding radical, which really is the trick, is the senator from South Carolina. He's the junior senator. Of course, Lindsey Graham is a senior senator. Tim Scott won re-election very easily, very handily, and this is an excerpt from his victory statement from the senator from South Carolina, clip 6.
My grandfather voted for the first man of color to be re-elected as president of the United States. I wish he had lived long enough, to see perhaps another man of color elected president of the United States. But this time, let it be a Republican and not just a Democrat. So, just know, all things are possible in America. I said all things are possible in America.
Do you think that might be a little bit of a hint on somebody who I think would be a very formidable choice for the GOP? I think he'd be a very formidable and probably winning candidate. Another winning candidate who emerged last night, of course, was the governor of Florida. And not just him, Marco Rubio, who at one point, that race had been tightening. I think it got within about 4 points, his race against Val Demings, who was formidable in her own right. But Marco Rubio wiped her out. I mean, it was a landslide victory for Senator Rubio. At the DeSantis crowd at his victory celebration, they broke into a chant, which is actually something I don't think I've ever heard before in politics. Listen. Could it have been a much better night for Ron DeSantis? I mean, if you look at Florida and how different the situation in Florida is for Republicans with a governor who has very proudly led his party, one of the reasons they picked up 3 House seats in Florida alone, knocking Democrats out of House control in 3 different districts, is because DeSantis played the role of party leader, caring not only about the races in which he was directly involved, but about the party's welfare in general, which is actually something we haven't seen that much from Republican leadership, not really since the Bush era, and not even then in such an exemplary way as we saw, for instance, the era of Ronald Reagan. There was this from Governor DeSantis about how he won in Florida. Listen, bait.
We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers, and we reject woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
It is where goes to work to die, or at least to retire. How about that? That might be a better, more cheerful use of that analogy, because well, a lot of people do go to Florida to retire. Other people who actually spoke remarkably clearly in actually conceding. Yes, there is an art to it. There's an art to doing a concession, and a concession shouldn't have to be a confession. By the way, headline today in the paper the day after the election, Trump threatens to reveal unflattering information about DeSantis if he runs. Subheading, a warning to a potential rival in the GOP's 2024 presidential primaries. So what exactly does President Trump have in mind? We'll give you the exact quote in its entirety and much more about winners and losers. We can get to that too. Takeaways from the big election day yesterday. Still going on. We'll be right back.
I'll keep you in suspense.
On the Michael Medved Show. 800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hey,
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, 218 is the winning number. I'm not talking about the Powerball lottery. That ends up being $2.4 billion. Is that right, guys? I mean, it's a great deal of money. And somebody in California at a convenience store who is yet to be identified is going to win all that money and get the great privilege of paying taxes on it. So, 218 is the winning number for control of the House of Representatives. The New York Times and NBC both have projections giving the Republicans 222. So the Democrats have been working with a five-vote majority in the House of Representatives. It's gotten them to put in place Nancy Pelosi as Speaker and all of the various committee chair. This time it'll be Republicans who have that opportunity, though it's going to be complicated, as it always is, particularly on issues like the budget cap, the spending cap, the deficit cap that we have right now. And this is one of those things where there are many people in the Republican caucus who want to only authorize an increase in the national deficit and how much we spend if the Democrats make some concession. And some big concession. We had Brian Kilmeade was on the show right before the election saying that people should use the spending cap to make sure the Democrats authorize the building of the border wall, which, by the way, Steve Bannon is still facing all sorts of difficulties despite his pardon for running the We Build the Wall, a private wall-building operation that ended up being a fraud. They didn't build anything. The voters have a dour view about the way things are going in the country generally. According to the exit polls from CNN, 7 in 10 say they're dissatisfied or angry. The exit poll results are in line with pre-election polling as well as consumer confidence surveys, all of which show that Americans are worried about the state of the economy. So why did President Biden, with people feeling that way about him, and we all know he has a very negative approval rating, how could it be that so many Democrats would hang on to office or actually win office for the first time? And it seems that what you have here, particularly if you look at the rating according to the exit polls of President Trump, if President Trump is, as he wants to be, the leader of the Republican Party, he has very real problems because his approval rating is even well below Biden. Biden, according to the exit polling, 45% of people approve of Biden, 37% approve of Trump, 60% disapprove of President Trump. And that's part of what happened here, I think, and why it isn't like a normal midterm election. Trump has so often been talking about his potential race for president, his race to run again, and what happened in the last election. And I think that there is a little bit of weariness on that regard. I mentioned this story. It's from the Wall Street Journal originally. It's a story that several hours before polls opened on Tuesday for Election Day in Florida, former President Donald J. Trump warned the state's governor, Ron DeSantis, against mounting a challenge to Mr. Trump's own anticipated presidential candidacy in the 2024 election cycle. This is what President Trump is quoted as saying to reporters on the back of his plane. If he runs, he runs, Mr. Trump said of Mr. DeSantis to a handful of reporters traveling with him on his private plane, recently refurbished and put back into use after a rally Monday night in Dayton, Ohio. That was the same rally where President Trump said on the 15th of this month, a week from now, he's going to have some very, 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 very important announcement, and it's going to make everybody so happy. Does that announcement have to do with what he said next? He said if he runs, he runs. And then he said, but if he did run, I will tell you things about him that won't be very flattering. I know more about him, meaning the governor he's already called Ron DeSanctimonious. I know more things about him, said President Trump, than anybody other than perhaps his wife, who is really running his campaign. The former president preparing to announce a rare candidacy for the White House after a defeat was thus openly threatening to smear the person who would be considered his leading rival should he decide to run. Meanwhile, the glow for the DeSantis landslide victory last night, the landslide victory for his running mate, you could call it, in Florida, Marco Rubio, and people all up and down the Republican ballot, including candidates for Congress who did spectacularly well in the state of Florida. Here is a CNN contributor, Alice Stewart, talking about what DeSantis taught the GOP about the way to win. Listen.
Florida sets a tone for what's to come ahead based on what Ron DeSantis did. In his way of campaigning, he didn't need Donald Trump. He kept Donald Trump at arm's distance. He focused on the policies that are important to the people of Florida. He talked about how he helped create jobs. He increased tourism, how he handled natural disasters, and his ability to galvanize voters, independent voters, on the policies. That's important. And hearing from Republicans, not just people that aren't Trump supporters, but Trump allies, I'm getting a lot of the same explicit tweets or texts from a lot of as Caitlin is. Yeah. Look, they're telling me that Donald Trump is an anchor on the party. It is time to turn the page on him. They are tired of donating money to the Republican Party to pay his legal bills. They're ready to move on. Yeah. My take on this, Donald Trump went into tonight expecting to be the kingmaker. Mm. He has lost his crown, and it's time for him to get off the throne.
Okay, that's a commentator for CNN. Does she speak for some people in the Republican Party? Don't you think so? I mean, some of that approach is out there. And part of, I think, what we're seeing is part of the reason that we're not seeing either Democrats or Republicans basically challenging the procedures in this election is not only have we been blessed with what looks to be a problem-free election. Yes, I know they had in Maricopa County in Arizona, they had some problems with voting machines, but they were very quickly fixed. And even Blake Masters, who is on his way to losing the Arizona Senate seat, it hasn't been officially called yet for Senator Kelly, but it appears that it will be. That call, when it is made, will bring us closer to the situation in the Senate, which is not really much of a turnaround. It means that the Democrats would continue to control the Senate unless, by the way, Herschel Walker comes off with an unexpected victory and the Republicans manage to win either Arizona or Nevada. That's what it would take. And it's tough because the votes that haven't been counted yet in those two slow-counting states are votes that tend to trend Democratic. But the idea that we're returning a little bit to normal, where it is not going to all be looking for scandal, looking for upset all the time. By the way, Lauren Boebert, who is one of those people who has not endeared herself to the House leadership. She's not a fan of Leader McCarthy, but the people in her district were not a particular fan of hers. It looks like she is on her way out. She's behind by more than 1%, but we will see from her district in Colorado. And this meant that I think that without quite as much controversy and opposition, that Kevin McCarthy can go forward with what, at least according to one of the interviews that he gave.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.